Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
She the North is the number one trending hashtag in Canada right now in honor of Bianca Andreescu's very historic win at the U.S. Open last night. She has become the first Canadian woman to reach the U.S. Open finals. She qualified last year and she lost. And when she was asked how she got here, where she is now at this point in her career, on the court last night after her win, she had a very honest and relatable answer.
I think it's just all the hard work that I've been putting throughout the years. If someone told me a year ago that I'd be in the finals of the U.S. Open this year, I'd tell them you're crazy.
I say to you all that we feel like we're her.
Yeah.
You know, we feel like, are you crazy?
That's fantastic.
It's so good.
It's just interesting to see someone who's obviously so talented and such a fantastic athlete feel kind of the same way that everyone else does. When you reach a certain level professionally, you're like, I really never thought this would happen.
And also, tennis is one of those sports where you play by yourself, so you don't have to, like, share the win with anybody else.
Yes.
Me! Yeah. I did it! All me. No thank you to my teammates or anything. Just her.
So now she's off to play Serena Williams tomorrow. This is a rematch following their face-off at the Rogers Cup, where Serena unfortunately had to bow out because of her injury. And it's interesting because in one of the promos that runs on U.S. television coverage of the Open, they show this like supercut of players asked about their memories of Serena Williams' first victory at the Open. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I was this, I was that. And Bianca Andreescu says, I wasn't born.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, just to...
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, I just sort of put that in context. Yeah. So, anyways, that'll be an incredible match. Congratulations to her. All Canada is very excited about this.
That's good news.
Now, another woman who is top trending news is Nicki Minaj, who announced yesterday that she has retired from making music. She said, I've decided to retire and have my family, and that was about it. We've been hearing that she might be putting her career on hiatus. She's planning to get married. There was that document that surfaced saying she already was legally approved to get married. She is together with a guy who she dated in high school, so she's known him for a long time. His name is Kenneth Petty. She's already changed her handles on social media to Mrs. Petty, which I think is very funny.
That is very, very ironic.
Very, very funny.
What does this mean, legally approved to be married? What is that?
I guess you get the marriage license?
Exactly. Yeah. So they obtained a marriage license in July, and they had 60 days to formally marry.
Right.
So whether or not they've already had a secret wedding or they're going to, who knows? But could this be the last that we hear professionally from Nicki Minaj?
Nope.
I don't think so, but
is it the end of twerking?
I don't think so. I don't know.
That's her asset. Are you kidding me?
Her fans are very, very loyal, and they are very sad today.
Yes.
She'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a very, very intriguing headline, as we see. Yeah. Bit evidence of its trending nature now. All right, great. Thank you, Caitlin Green. The research says that the younger you are, the more likely you are to lie on your resume.
Oh, because you haven't had a lot of life experience, maybe.
So you think that you're better at the fibbing than you really are.
Because you're new at it.
Because you're new at it. Ooh, experience is the best teacher. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how it goes. Text says, my entire resume is a dramatic lie. Wow.
Wow.
I just
dramatic
don't lie.
Lie.
I just don't lie about knowing another language. Movies taught me that. All right. Someone says, I wouldn't say they're lies. I would say they're embellishments about the truth, maybe stretching of facts. Some of the biggest lies that people tell on their resume is like their education.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, what are you really going to call a university and be like, did Marilyn Dennis really complete her PhD? You know,
yeah.
You're going to just take the person's word for it, right?
Well, you know, some people go to university and they only go for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put that on their resume. And people like me who graduate and work my ass off get ticked off with that because I got my bachelor's of science from the University of Idaho.
Hey, take a bow, girl.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that, you know, that's when you lie, when you go, I attended this school, but did you finish? And I don't know that people ask those questions anymore.
I actually
They ask that a bunch. They just say, what level did you finish?
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just discovered which one I lied about because another listener texted in the same answer.
Okay.
Said, right out of university, looking for my first job, posting asked for applicants with advanced knowledge of Excel, PowerPoint, and Access. And at the time, I really only had knowledge of Word by virtue of having written papers for university. So I exaggerated about types of reports or presentations that I could do to demonstrate proficiency in those applications.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, I will say, like, a lot of stuff you can really learn on the fly, but there is nothing worse than saying, oh yeah, I know how to use PowerPoint. Okay, great. Part of your job application is going to be to put together a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, and busted.
There goes your weekend because you have 2 days to learn how to use
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what did you lie about?
That was mine. I said that I had I was like, oh yeah, like I know how to use all the different Word applications and all the different Microsoft Office.
But you're a fast learner. So yeah, you were
fast learner. But you know, I'm not great at Excel. So
okay.
Well, this one will get you tripped up. Someone said I was interviewing an individual and it was going well until I said, do you enjoy skiing? Which she responded, I've never skied in my life. Under the interest, special interest on her resume, said skiing. End of interview.
End of interview.
How would you do it? She probably just, you know, the template on some of these resumes.
Right.
Yeah, you cut and paste.
Yeah.
Skiing, long walks on the beach, and, you know, she just put it on there.
Part of the Tinder profile. She just kind of.
The Tinder profile.
Put it there. But, you know, right, that's right. They used to ask you. I don't know if they do anymore because I haven't done a resume for so long. Do they still ask you about hobbies?
Yes, they do.
Do they still ask
you about hobbies.
Sometimes they do. And you know what I think they do that for? I think they do this so you have something to talk about during the interview.
I've mentioned this to you guys before. There is one of my interns when I was working at a radio station in Miami. Mm-hmm. He's actually from Toronto. I searched him on the internet to find out when I found out I was coming here to work. I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah's from here. Let me see if he's around. I searched him up on the internet and he's got like all over the internet that he did my job. That he was my... It was me. I was like, you are me. You are my intern. Should I put him out on the air?
You both have had that happen.
Yeah, I just realized it happened.
I guess now, I'm just thinking, of course that could happen the way that people don't double check stuff. I wonder how many people have taken over my job and said that they did my job. You know, think about that.
I should say his name, right?
It's funny because just when I kind of realized it, Marilyn, like off the air, just said, did you say something to this person when this happened? And I didn't because in a way, they were very, very, very entry level what they were obviously doing afterwards, right? Like they were just getting started. So I kind of felt like, okay.
Yeah, but we know who you are.
But we know who you are.
Everything's Googleable now. Yeah. How could you do that?
How could you do that?
They're just trying to get their start. Whatever works,
yeah,
I guess.
Right, hopefully. Hopefully you got a buck out of it. I don't know.
E-Talk Entertainment Update. It is game time, Lainey.
This is a special time for E-Talk because you're so busy.
We're all busy this weekend, right? I mean, it's the first weekend of TIFF. TIFF is going to be huge this year. I mean, it started already. Last night was officially the opening night gala, and many celebrities are already in town for their own premieres. Tonight, there's a film premiering called Just Mercy, starring and produced by Michael B. Jordan, also starring Jamie Foxx and Brie Larson. No big deal. Like, not, huge. You know, no big deal. Last night, though, they celebrated all together as a team at Soto Soto.
Wow.
All of them. O'Shea Jackson Jr. was there too.
Okay.
And they were there about until like after midnight. Really in great spirits. The movie's getting great buzz. World premiere here at TIFF. So what a great moment for Toronto to be able to kick off this film that a lot of people think could go all the way in several categories at the Oscars.
What's the name of the movie one more time?
Just Mercy.
Okay, we'll look out for that.
So this is the one about the guy that was wrongfully convicted.
It's a true story.
True story.
It's actually about the lawyer who has taken upon himself to defend inmates on death row because many of them are on death row. They're probably innocent.
Right.
Nightmare
and he has
scenario.
Spent 30 years exonerating people. Anyway, so it's such a great story. And so this film will premiere tonight. Everybody's really excited.
Okay. What else do you have on TIFF? And then we're going to go to Shawn Mendes.
Well, I mean, everybody knows this weekend, right? Hustlers, J-Lo, Cardi, Lizzo.
You love that movie.
Oh, I can't say much about it because, you know, we've been promised not to talk.
Yeah, but you love.
So, but... It's good. Go see it.
Okay.
Wow. Wow, what a gag order. That was that's tight.
I don't want to jeopardize anything.
I know.
It's a big weekend. Okay. Also in Toronto tonight, I mean, you all know there's like a little artist playing a concert here tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Shawn Mendes.
His girlfriend? What's happening?
So Camila Cabello was with Shawn Mendes earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
She left on Wednesday to go to New York. She was in New York last night. She was at an event because she covers the new issue of Elle. So she's at a party, it's Fashion Week. However, New York and Toronto, it's just an hour flight.
Yeah.
It's very possible that she can get back on a plane and join her man for his show at home. Like, this is a big show for him.
This is huge. He's come back home. Caitlin,
that's right.
We're going. We're taking winners. We're going to be in a box.
People are in such a frenzy, too. Like, there was a rumor running wild on Twitter in Toronto, that Taylor Swift was cited. No substantiation. We cannot confirm. Like, this is, I'm leaning on the I'm doubtful side. It's because Taylor's boyfriend's coming to TIFF, but his film isn't until Tuesday.
Oh.
So there's no reason for her to be here this early, except if she wants to support her friends, Sean and Camila. However, this is just fans kind of going bonkers and seeing someone with blonde hair and bangs in sunglasses around town. Like, I cannot confirm. So please don't run away with this. I'm just thinking it's funny that these rumors are, you know, people are going bananas about,
I mean,
this.
J-Lo's in town for Hustler, so maybe she'll be there.
Is Cardi B coming for Hustler too?
Cardi B is coming.
She's coming.
Is? Well, actually, we don't know if Cardi B is coming for sure. All the other cast members. But one of the difficulties in finding out for Cardi B is where do you look for her name on an alphabetical order list of thousands of celebrities? Do you look under C or her, like, for Cardi, or do you look under B for B, or do you look under her real name, which is Bark?
Belcalis Almanazar.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, it was really funny.
No. All
of
us,
when the TIFF list of celebrities came out, we were like, "Where? How do we find Cardi on this list?"
So yesterday at the Shangri-La, I was at that party for the gala.
Yeah.
And the DJ was DJ Cardi. I was like, Cardi? that's a weird, interesting name. Okay.
All right, Lainey, thanks for coming in early. We're going to look out for you.
Always. I want to see you guys always. We'll see you next week.
Can you come back next week?
Of course.
Anytime you want.
Of course.
And we'll give you a Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello report.
Thank you.
Looking out for Taylor Swift, though. My eyes are now.
Listen,
Caitlin, we got lots to do tonight.
Guys, one of the biggest songs on the radio right now is Senorita.
Yeah.
She's got to be here to do the song with him. She has to.
I know. I agree with you.
Right?
Bye, Lainey. We'll watch you tonight. E-Talk, covering TIFF like nobody else on CTV at 7 o'clock.
If they don't do that song together, everyone starts shouting, refund, refund, refund. World's eyes are on Dorian.
That's right. You know him from his many shows on HGTV, including Island of Bryan, which films in Bahamas. Good morning to our friend Brian Ballmer.
Good morning, Marilyn. And my lovely wife, Sarah, is sitting here beside me as well.
Hey.
Okay, that's great. So listen, guys, we were thinking of you and all of our friends down in the Bahamas with this Dorian hurricane. It's so huge. Where you are, it's in a different part of the Bahamas. Can you explain where you're located and what you experienced?
We are 60 miles southwest of Nassau on South Andros Island. It's the largest but most undeveloped island in the Bahamas. And the Bahamas, a lot of people think of as Nassau and a singular island, but it's actually 700 or over 700 islands and keys that make up the country of the Bahamas. The devastation is about 120 miles north of where we're located on South Andros, across the Abacos and Grand Bahamas. The point where Dorian went was, you know, it sat directly on top of these islands for days.
For days. You know, we're seeing all the footage. Jamar and I are watching it from here. The devastation, right now they're saying 30 people that have perished through this, and they're going to find more. Stories about people punching the holes through their roofs to get on top of it.
I'm seeing people trying to escape on jet ski, on flotsam, one of the questions is, a lot of people go, why don't they just evacuate? Why don't they evacuate? Would you guys have evacuated had you been there at the time, or would you have stayed to ride it out?
Well, that's the difficult thing down here is on these islands. I mean, one of the hardest hit areas was an area called the Mud, where a lot of Haitians live that are support workers for hotels and restaurants and the tourism industry. And it's in a low-lying area. It's kind of a favela area made up of hodgepodge housing. I mean, there's people here that literally wake up every morning and wonder, where is breakfast coming from?
Right.
And they are the most giving, supportive, friendly people you'll ever meet. But they have absolutely nothing. So when something like this happens, you know, there's people that have the option to charter a plane and get their family out of here. Mm-hmm. And there's people that don't even have a television, and there's a good chance, you know, woke up one morning and said, wow, it's windy. What's going on? Almost every one of our staff members here has family that they haven't heard from and can't locate.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's heart-wrenching.
Brian, you've started a GoFundMe. Tell us about that.
Well, we, you know, a lot of times in disasters like this, the knee-jerk reaction is to, you know, charter a plane, get a boat, let's get over there and help. But there are agencies on the ground there. There are people set up flying in. So physically getting over there is not a good idea right now. The people that are experienced with that are there. We wanted to do something to support those efforts, not only right now for the immediate needs, but in the future as well, when the story dies down and a lot of these agencies pull out. So we thought we'd put a GoFundMe together. You know, our initial goal was $10,000 to buy some supplies and get them over to where they're needed. And it, you know, we're almost at $100,000 raised now, which is incredible.
That's incredible.
And the Ballmer Family Foundation, which I know you're familiar with. We've done some singing and dancing together.
Yes, we have.
We are we're matching those initial donations as well, which is going to provide a ton of support and relief to people that need it. But also, we're going to focus some of those funds on the agencies that will be on the ground.
So if they're searching, if they want to give some more money, if they want to get involved, what do they search and where?
They can track Sarah Ballmer or Brian Ballmer or Sarah Lamar Club down on social media, any of the mainstream networks, and or search Sarah Lamar Disaster Relief on GoFundMe.com.
All right, we'll do that. We'll put that on Twitter, too, from Chum. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Brian and Sarah Ballmer. All the best to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You know, they did talk about their Ballmer Foundation, which is outstanding, and they said something about me singing. They used to have this competition where we all had to go up and sing, and Scott McGovern made me go up and sing a song, and then you'd have to kind of say whether or not you would want to give money for my singing. I made a lot of money for the foundation.
Really? Oh, really?
You know what my signature song was?
What was it?
9 to 5.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton, but man, that takes a lot of energy. I start talking through it after a while.
I wish I saw that.
I know. No, it's not. No one filmed it. But
you
anyway.
See, you put that out there, Marilyn.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a performance at some point.
Anyway, they do good work. And I'm
anyway,
so glad everybody. No,
we're
going
to have to get a performance at some point.
I've got laryngitis today. Okay. I don't think I can sing.
You get away with it today. But we will bring this up another time.
All right.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.